Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zemke.
Kia ora, Kirsten, how are you?
I am good, but whoa, our music today.
Is that your impression of it?
Oh my goodness.
What are we talking about today, Kirsten?
So we're doing vaporwave.
I think there's going to be a few vaporwave fans in the BFM listenership. I have
okay.
a suspicion.
Okay.
But tell us a little bit about it. What is vaporwave? What is the genre?
It's basically a cognitive map of the bleak affective space of late capitalism.
Ooh, that sounds like just my thing.
You're in the market for a bit of that, are you, Zoe?
Yes.
I'm going to actually hit the first track while we're talking because they're all quite long. Here we go.
Oh, I do love this.
It's quite relaxing, Kirsten.
Okay.
Oh, no.
You don't sound very convinced by this genre, I have to say.
No, I'm not. And honestly, the writing about it is just amazing.
In what way?
Oh, well, one thing, besides that quote I just read, it's achieved by Playbur.
By what?
What is that?
Playbur.
PLAYBOUR, which is play and labor. It's an activity of work that feels like play and leisure.
Okay. I mean, that makes sense.
Attractive and pleasurable production. And examples of that would be anyone who does stuff on like Facebook, Tumblr, you know, blogs.
Okay. So we're talking the digital era. Somebody just texted in saying your description of vaporwave basically describes 2020.
Good one.
For people who are wondering, we're listening to Macintosh Plus.
Now this is considered iconic of the genre.
Yes.
The first album to be properly considered of the genre, containing all the style's core elements.
So what year are we talking?
Oh no, I lost it. I think it's like 2011.
Yeah, yeah. 11. So it's quite a recent genre as genres
that we talk about.
Yes.
And so this is definitely internet genre, and it's considered it's something everybody watched happen. It was all discussed online, and apparently, you know, you can play. Anyone can participate in being a part of creating the genre because you join in the conversation and you watch the conversation. Now, I'm going to read another quote. This is from our vaporwave on Reddit, right?
Okay.
Global capitalism is nearly there. At the end of the world, there will be only liquid advertisement and gaseous desire. Sublimated from our bodies, our untethered senses will endlessly ride escalators through pristine artificial environments, more and less than human, drugged up and drugged down, catalyzed, consuming and consumed by a relentlessly rich economy of sensory information valued by the pixel. The virtual plaza welcomes you, and you will welcome it too.
Ooh la la. To be honest, that kind of sounded like a poem or something, you know?
I know. So I don't know if I hear everything that's said about it.
I guess that's an escalator.
I was going to say, I can hear that. You're riding the escalator to nowhere, you know?
It's quite elevator music-y.
Is that a diss?
In fact, I was going to say, I think I've listened to this music quite a bit, but just not known the genre.
Yeah, I quite
like it.
Well, that's exactly what it's supposed to be. It takes elevator music, especially anything commercial, like, you know, jingles and, you know, anything that it was from the era when greed was good, and then kind of rework it and loop it and mess it up. So it's supposed to be really about a critique of capitalism by taking that music that's so commercial.
We've got someone texting and saying vaporwave is the new black, Kirsten. Embrace sonic progress.
That's awesome.
Someone said it sounds like dystopian elevator music.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is. It's supposed to, the counterpoint is ruin porn, which is, you know, photos of like abandoned malls and, which are quite stunning, those, you know, with rusted escalators and decaying buildings. And yeah, I've seen some great ones of like abandoned theme parks, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So the aesthetic is very like significant for this as a genre as well. I'm just turning us into a new track here. We've got Corp with Turns to Gold.
Yeah, so it's very visual too. So the visuals, the album covers sort of capture that same mixture. Okay, here's another one I like. It floats somewhere between satire, nostalgia, and envy.
Oh, ooh. I love that.
So, you know, your elevator music, you know, like it is making fun of it, but it's also wishing they were back there.
Mm.
You know, like it's got a sort of a weird, you know, it's online, geographically dispersed.
Yeah.
You know, because it's people, which is cool because, you know, a lot of the scenes we've looked at are really localized, you know,
yeah,
like in a
yeah.
city or a club.
But this is the scene of the internet.
Now, another sort of interesting fact is it came out with a whole bunch of other ones like that I have done on the show, but probably years and years ago, like Witch House and Chillwave. But for some reason, Vaporwave has sort of lasted.
Mm-hmm.
And
Keith says it's Rosita Moore music from 1983. It's got that kind of throwback, but also futurism sort of feel to it.
Exactly. That's a great way to describe it too. I'm still stuck on the new black. That was just awesome.
There's a lot of Japanese culture being maybe borrowed or appropriated, or a lot of Japanese producers as well.
That's right. That's quite cool too. I mean, and I don't know if it's just a sort of associating Japan with a sort of consumer capitalism. But it's great to see the artists, you know, sort of playing with, you know, Canadian American artists.
Would you maybe compare it to like those YouTube playlists that are just hours and hours of like lo-fi music? Is that
lo-fi beats is for that, studying?
Literally, that's what I'm talking about. Is that a similar thing? Is that?
Well, see, that's interesting you say that because I think sonically, maybe to the you know outsider, they might hear it the same as lo-fi. But I think it's completely different because it is these purposeful type of samples that are purposely messed up, you know, whereas lo-fi might do that accidentally, but among a whole bunch of other stuff.
Oh, I see.
Where this is this, you know, sort of purposeful critique of global capitalism.
The other kind of, I think, maybe striking visual thing to talk about with this, because it is also such a visual genre, is the kind of Greek influences, like, you know, classical Greek influences. I'm looking at the Macintosh Plus Shop album cover, and if you're into Vaporwave, I'm sure it'll be a very familiar image for many people, but if you're not, it's like a pink background with the sort of dystopian city that could be from maybe the 80s, but also maybe, you know, 30, 35 years in the future sort of a thing. Pink sea, you got a checkerboard floor and a big faceless Greek sort of classical head at the front, and then it's also got like a mini disc kind of side around it. So it's got all these kind of like tumblery classical references, that sort of weird futurism thing going on, and that's kind of the vibe of like visual vaporwave has that sort of thing going on.
And I think that, you know, the Greek thing, but it's the ruins.
You know?
Like it's a space that was great, but now is like chipped, old. And I guess, you know, then mixing it with the 80s, they're like doing the same thing with the 80s, sort of seeing it.
Someone says it's like Akira for the ears. Nice.
Yeah, and they do the fun, you know, you were saying, I think, before we went on air, the weird typing thing with like the odd triangle or sort of spaces between letters.
It was quite hard to search up some of these tracks, to be honest. So this is Corp. I'm gonna move us on to the last track that we've got this morning, which is by White Woods.
So it is about anonymity, you know? It's about
who are these producers?
A lot of them change their names all the time and release albums under different names, and very Bandcampy. Apparently, even as you know, even in 2016, it was still like the most downloaded genre.
Oh wow!
You know, so it didn't die out like its other microgenre.
Yeah.
You know, this is one that for some reason thrived and survived.
It's quite. I mean, I gotta say, like, I'm not a vaporwave aficionado, but I do quite like the sound.
Yeah, me too.
I like the sound too. I just don't know if everybody gets it. You know, all this cool stuff I read about it, I don't know. You know what I mean? If that sort of paint, if it really emerges.
I absolutely don't get it. I just like the sound.
Yeah. So, see, that's my dislike, is that it doesn't, you know, actually share the things it thinks it's sharing.
Right.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But musically, yeah, fun to listen to.
Somebody said it sounds a bit like the record is on 45, but it's being played at 33, or vice versa.
Yep. Okay, now here's another wanky word for you, mimesis.
Oh, God.
Which is where... It's where the word meme comes from.
What? Wow.
And it's officially the representation or representation of nature. So it's like copies of copies of copies of copies.
Wow.
And so you can see how a meme is that, you know, like it takes something, recontextualizes it, and then recontextualizes again, and then adds a new layer. And so, yeah, this music is mimetic.
Mimetic music.
So those are your two words for the day, playber and mimetic.
Love it. There's a text that's come in that says, I feel like this music would only ever be forced upon you.
Not a fan, I think it's safe to say that, texter.
Yeah, by your intellectual mates. But, you know, it's hard. Like, do we respect that, or do we find it kind of, you know...
If someone tried to get me into this because of its supposed message, it could be a bit wanky. But if someone was just like, hey, listen to this, this is kind of groovy.
Right.
Yeah, I'd be like, sure.
Without the gaseous desire.
Yeah, no gaseous desire for me, thank you.
I'll have an extra helping on Zoe's behalf. Thanks very much. So we just listened to White Woods with Beach Walk. We also heard Corp and Macintosh Plus as well. And great names, to be honest. Lots of kind of internet sort of jokes and things, and
yes, and play with, like, you know, commercialism.
Totally. Well, Kirsten, I enjoyed that a lot. Vaporwave this morning. Yeah, I did. I feel like I've sort of been transported to some digital desert island. You know.
Well, I'm glad the listeners were having fun. That was awesome.
Hey, what are you going to be bringing us next week?
Okay, we're going to do Blue-Eyed Soul.
Blue-Eyed Soul, changing it up once again. Thank you very much, Kirsten. We'll talk to you then.
All right, bye.
Bye.
That was Travelling Tunes with Dr. Kirsten Zimpke.
Thank you very much.